This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia has resumed scattered attacks on Kyiv, western Ukraine, and beyond after warning that it planned to step up missile strikes on the capital. Saturday strikes are a reminder to Ukrainians and their Western supporters that the whole country remains under threat despite a pivot toward a new offensive in the east. Moscow says the renewed attacks targeted Ukrainian military sites, but each day brings more civilian victims of a war that has shattered European security. As Russia prepared for the anticipated offensive, a mother wept over her 15-year-old son's body. The teenager and at least eight other people died after rockets hit a residential area of the northeast city of Kharkiv. The Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, has said on Saturday that the situation in Mariupol was inhuman and called on allies to provide heavy weapons in order to save the city from Russian forces. He insisted the leaders of other nations to provide weapons immediately or intervene to force Russia into further negotiations. Russian troops have maintained a blockade in Mariupol since the early days of the invasion. The battle for control of the city has come at a horrific cost to trapped and starving civilians. Mariupol's capture would allow Russian forces in the south, which came up through the annexed Crimean Peninsula, to fully link up with troops in the Donbas region, Ukraine's eastern industrial heartland. And again, Russia resumed scattered attacks on Kyiv, the western Ukraine, and beyond, after it did warn that it planned to step up missile strikes on the capital. There is more at voanews.com.